This week's InterVarsity Podcast is courtesy of the Moody Broadcasting Network and Primetime America.
In the 8th World Assembly of the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students has begun. The gathering, being held this year outside of Toronto, Canada, is bringing a lot of international student Christian leaders together. And as we told you yesterday, Jerry Rodman, InterVarsity Canada president, is excited about hosting those students from around 150 countries because she's excited about what she wants her staff to learn from countries who are sending missionaries to North America.
You know, in many ways, the Southern Hemisphere churches, even to North America, are sending missionaries here. And it's that kind of, we're coming here wanting, I want to catch it. You know, I want our staff and our student leaders to catch a vision of what God can do once we really turn our lives to Him, both in abandoned into the gospel.
It's because she's seen a different attitude coming from believers in Jesus in the global south.
And I listen to the leaders in a variety of the continents talk about how the gospel is going forward. You hear courage, sacrifice, and a passion around the good news. It's really good news to them. And those three things just kept, you know, showing up in every story. And they weren't comparing notes. So to see our staff and our student leaders grab a hold of that and pray for that, and the amount of prayer that's going out from these movements, they have wonderful prayer meetings.
It'll be prayer meetings and a lot more happening this week at the World Assembly. You may have never heard of the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, but don't worry, because if you're familiar with InterVarsity USA, then you've seen one side of the IFES here in the U.S. Now take all the students involved in InterVarsity USA and InterVarsity Canada and add them to the 148 or so other countries that will be represented at this World Assembly, and you've got a group of ministries that reaches hundreds of thousands of students and is potentially reaching millions more each week. Now, at this year's World Assembly, a leadership change happens in the global ministry that reflects the shift to the global south. The general secretary of IFES for the last 16 years out of their office in Oxford is Lindsay Brown. I asked him to familiarize us with the global ministry.
Formed officially in 1947, so this year is our 60th anniversary, and at this event we'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary. It was formed when evangelical students from 10 countries around the world gathered together at Harvard University for a conference just after the Second World War and sensed that the Lord was leading them to come together with a view to establishing evangelizing indigenous student ministries in every country of the world where they were universities. So the work has spread from those initial 10 countries, of which InterVarsity Canada and InterVarsity US were two, to now 152 countries around the world. In North America, our movement is called InterVarsity, but we have different names, usually in different languages, for all the other countries in which we're working.
But lest you think InterVarsity USA's student movement, excellent as it is, demonstrates to the rest of the world how it should be done, well, it turns out several countries have some thriving student ministries.
The American movement isn't the largest. The Nigerian is currently the largest, with about 40,000 students meeting each week. NIFES, the Nigerian Fellowship of Evangelical Students, which is our biggest movement in the world. The Ethiopian movement is one of the fastest growing, having grown from a few thousand just 5 or 6 years back to about 25,000 students now, supported by 17 national staff. So we're encouraged by the growth of the work. If we make a comparison with 1990 or 89, just after the fall of the Berlin Wall, at that time we were working in 100 countries. Since that time, God's been pleased to bless the work, and it's spread to 152 countries around the world. At that time, 270,000 students were involved. Now it's between 400 and 420,000 students around the world. So the ministry is quite far-reaching, and many significant, well-known evangelical leaders around the world have come through the ministry, including J.I. Packer, who was converted in his freshman week in one of our groups, John Stott, who was a student leader way back over 60 years ago and has been our vice president for many years. Don Carson, the evangelical theologian. Michael Green, the well-known evangelist. Samuel Escobar, René Padilla from Latin America. Gottfried Osaimensa, international director of the Lausanne movement, and many others have received initial formation and training in the ministry. We basically have three objectives. That is to form student groups in university and college campuses with a threefold focus on bearing witness to Christ amongst students on the campus, evangelism, formation or discipleship, and thirdly, equipping students to be engaged in taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
And this is the time that as many of those countries as can get there unite for the World Assembly.
The World Assembly is a quadrennial meeting. We meet every 4 years. It's an occasion when the leaders of our movements gather together. So visas permitting, we hope to have delegates here from over 140 countries and so on.
And as I mentioned, that so on involves a leadership change. After 16 years on the job, Lindsey Brown is handing the reins of IFES leadership over to his successor from the Global South, Daniel Bourdon, an African leader, who's been overseeing the French-speaking countries of the IFES for many years. Lindsey Brown is staying with IFES as an at-large evangelist, and over 700 student leaders are now at World Assembly. And tomorrow, the program director of the World Assembly, Les Newman, will run down the importance of this gathering to student ministry worldwide. More information on the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students can be found when you follow the link from primetimeamerica.org. For Primetime America, I'm Sam Sundin.